My name is Kim Lewin. For those of you who don't know who I am the Director of Education and Youth Ministry here at Christ Saviors, Christ our Savior. I've been here for about 2.5 years, but I have worked in children, youth, and family ministry for almost 30 years. Times, they sure are changing. Today, young people nationwide face a tremendous pressure to succeed, to be the very best, both academically and athletically. Social media has created this false image of perfection that is truly impossible to obtain. It provides a new form of bullying, and teens have faced and are facing an epidemic of anxiety, depression, which has led to self-medication with the increase in drug and alcohol use, pressure to become promiscuous, with an increase of drug use, and most recently, vaping. 20 years ago, it was unheard of that a 10-year-old would take their life. The rate of suicide today among young people is the ages 10 to 18. Right now, that is the fastest growing rate, and we are at an all-time high in this nation. I don't know about you, but it breaks my heart. It tears me up inside to know that kids go home to an empty house, alone and sad with the weight of the world upon them. There are lots and lots of things, if you don't already know this, that are seeking the hearts, the minds, and the souls of our teenagers today. Some of them we know are good, yet we know a lot of it is bad. God has already shown us what to do. Jesus said to the children, bring the children to me, let them come. Just so you know, they're here, they're waiting. I want you to know that our church is doing its very best to reach out to our young people, but there is so much more that we would like to do. We are in a season of epiphany, a time where we are reminded that God is revealed in Christ and that we are called to be little Christ. Pastor Tom told us last week that we are dripping wet through the waters of baptism, that it is our job to go out and to drip God's love on one another as we go to work, school, home, to our neighbors and our friends. We're dripping wet, right, Kenzie? You're going to go out and spread God's love, right? Yeah. That's what we are all called to do, is to go out and share God's word. Today, in our gospel reading, we witness Jesus performing his very first miracle. We see that Jesus turned water into wine. Now that, you got to admit, is pretty cool. Water into wine. But don't get hung up on that. That is not the point of today's gospel. The point of today's gospel is that God gives us the very best. The wine that Jesus made wasn't just okay. It wasn't just good. It was really good. As a matter of fact, it was the best of the best. Through the waters of baptism and the word, we have been given the opportunity to have a front row seat to witness the life-saving and transforming of the gospel in the lives of our young people today. Our young people have discovered that they do have worth, that they have no need to be anxious, that they don't just have friends. They are part of a family. They also have a title. It is Child of God. We are changing. I don't know about you, but I do not believe in coincidence. I believe that things happen for a reason and a purpose. I believe with all of my heart that 50 years ago, God placed this congregation called Christ Our Saviors in the midst of our school district, knowing full well that we can make a difference in the lives of the youth in our community. We are called to lead them, to fill them with God's love and with a purpose. Research already tells us that our young people are spiritual, that they feel joy and self-worth when helping others. We know this to be true because every single month, 12 to 15 of our youth walk over from Templeton, just outside those north doors, to come over to help cook a meal that we take and serve to the children at Hephatha Lutheran Church down on 17th or 18th and Locust. Sometimes we have more kids show up than we can take in one day because there is only room for 14. Could you imagine looking into their eyes and saying, sorry, you can't come today because there is no room for you to serve Jesus? Last week and this week, the Hamilton football team has joined us, our confirmation class, in making 1,000 sandwiches. Our confirmation class will make 2,000 sandwiches. The reason why that football team is here, they know that we're making a difference, and they want to be a part of it. They want to be a part of something that is so much bigger than themselves. Our kids and our kids from the community, hey, they're already coming over here. They're looking for ways to grow, to serve, to do things that matter. They want to belong. We have a tremendous opportunity to serve God by ministry with them. Our school district tells us that by 2020, which we all know is next year, right? By 2020, we'll be experiencing an influx of growth by 61% in our school district. That's why the new transitional school for 5th and 6th graders is being built right out our front door. Why additional classrooms are being built at the high school. This, my friends, is an awesome opportunity to touch a whole lot of lives because things, they are changing. You see, we youth have this desire to serve others, to be connected in unique and wonderful ways. Faith is something that is not taught, but it is caught. What does that mean, you might ask? It means that faith is caught through service, acts of love, by helping one another, by walking alongside of one another, working together to complete a common goal, to make a difference. When teens do this, they are changed. We are changed. This vital, life-saving ministry, it's already happening. We know and we want to share this ministry with the whole entire community. We do not want to keep it to ourselves. We've started a new ministry here at Christ Our Savior's called TACOS, Teens Around the Community of Sussex. This ministry and program is for all in our community. We want to provide a safe place for all young people to give them an opportunity to grow and discover their faith and discover the vital impact of connecting faith and service. And when they do this, they learn to become leaders. They become stronger and their faith life grows. It feels so incredibly wonderful to see our young people grow and mature in faith, to see that they make a difference, and that they make a difference now, that God works in them and through them. Right now, I'd like to introduce two other very special people. One is Lauren Kesson, and the other is Krista Augustine. They will now share with you how this ministry of faith and service has transformed their very own lives.
You might ask why I'm standing here in front of you all. I have gone to Hephatha over 30 times, actually 32 times. Now, you might think I go to Hephatha to tell myself I'm a good person, to let me know, to tell myself that I'm doing something right. But I actually go to Hephatha because I get to make a new friend that I would have never met any other way. I have made so many friends by spending 4 hours once a month to go and feed children who barely ever get 3 meals a day. I have made so many friends, and I'm very thankful for that. It is more precious to me seeing the joy and happiness on children's faces by getting a meal that I prepared. The first time I went to Hephatha, I didn't know I was going to grow such a passion for it, and it would change the way I see the world. The first time I went, I sat next to this girl. This was her first meal that day. This was at 5:30 at night, and it was her first meal. She said thank you, and the way she said thank you put a smile on my face. She had tears in her eyes. After seeing that, I knew I had to come back every month. I love Hephatha so much. It's a second church family to me. That church and that community is one that I hope get what they deserve for treating me like a second member of their family. Now, every time, or close to every time, I bring cookies. To me and you, cookies doesn't seem like a big deal. But to those children, cookies are a huge deal. They barely ever get dessert. So when they get a dessert at night, and then they could possibly go home with cookies, because I brought 4 dozen cookies, is pure joy to them. Now, me and you probably take that for granted, just getting a dessert. But when those kids leave with a smile on their face because they get to go home with an extra cookie, it's priceless. Hephatha has changed the way I see the world. It has shown me that the world has shown me what the world is actually like, that there are starving children all around the world. It showed me that others' needs come before my wants. I will always say that Hephatha has made me the person I am today, to showing me that not everyone has the rights and privileges that I have. I'm so happy that one day when I was in seventh grade, Kim introduced me to something that I'm growing such a passion for, and I am always in the mood to go and help people and bring joy to them just for bringing a meal and making amazing friendships that will always be with me. I'm so happy that I get to go to Hephatha once a month and be happy to be there. Without Hephatha and without Kim, I don't think I would be the same person I am today. If you ever get a chance to go to Hephatha, I strongly encourage you to go. It's a life-changing opportunity. I have introduced a lot of my friends to Hephatha, and after every time they go, they come and ask me when is the next time they can go again. Hephatha has put a huge impact on the way me and my friends see the world. It has turned me and my friends into better people. I love bringing friends to Hephatha because they come back with a huge smile on their face, wanting to go back. Hephatha is a place and a community that I love being a part of, and I'm so happy to say it has changed the way I see the world, and it has changed the way I am.
Good morning. I would like to share with you the effect that the meal ministry with Hephatha Lutheran Church has had on me in my journey to my faith being renewed. I was raised Evangelical Lutheran, completed communion and confirmation, and was even an active part in my church's choir, but I wouldn't exactly say I was deeply religious or faithful. I believed in God and Jesus. However, there were certain events in my life that had happened that had left me feeling, if God really existed, why did he let these things happen and take away certain loved ones from me? In November of 2017, I went to Hephatha for the first time. My sixth grade son, Alex, had been there twice and enjoyed it, so I thought I would check it out and maybe this was something we could do together. This was my what's in it for me moment. On this day, I arrived at Christ our Savior, not knowing what to expect, helped prepare the meal that we were going to serve, and packed it up in vehicles for our trip down to Hephatha at 18th and Locust Streets in Milwaukee. If you're familiar with the city, you know it's not the greatest neighborhood. Our group was definitely the minority ethnicity there. But I thought to myself, I'm from Chicago, I'm a nurse, I've worked with people of all different ethnicities, educational, social, and economic backgrounds, so I've got this. Plus, Kim wouldn't put us in danger, right? As Pastor Tom pointed out later to Kim, I had the deer in the headlight look. What I got out of that first HEPA experience is hard to describe. It's really something you must experience, but what I can tell you is we were welcomed by a genuine outpouring of friendship and love, not only for the meal that we brought that they needed, but for our companionship, our time, our faith. And I have come to embrace the men, women, and children at HEPA as my second church family. That day, I received so much more than I gave. My eyes were opened, and it created a domino effect within me. And I was no longer motivated by the benefit I would receive, but the ways others could benefit. Since then, I've been a regular monthly volunteer with the meal ministry at HEPA, only missing if I must work that night. Over the past summer, I had the pleasure of going on a week-long mission trip with the middle school to Kansas City, where I found I again received so much more spiritually than those who we were serving. And trust me, our group worked hard. We performed tasks such as picking up trash and cleaning up the outside of a future school and watering a small orchard, and all of this in 100-plus degree heat, not to mention the indoor tasks of mopping, sweeping, organizing, and sorting office and school supplies. We had fun, too, playing with kids, and Kim's favorite, holding and loving on babies. I even am hoping to go back again this summer. Sometimes it takes a crisis to truly embrace God's love and to see his bigger plan for you. This crisis happened to me on November 3rd, 2018, when I suffered three strokes that left the right side of my body nearly paralyzed, the right side of my face drooping, and my speech slurred. Initially, I was only able to give the smallest of shoulder shrugs and lift my leg about an inch off the bed with the greatest of effort. Trust me, I definitely had the why me God thoughts, but they weren't the pitiful kind. They were more like, why did God choose for this to happen to me? What was God trying to tell me that I ignored to the point that it took something this serious to get my attention? I'm still figuring it out, but clearly I needed to take a step back and look at my life and how I was choosing to live my life. With God's love and help and a positive attitude, I am healing a little bit every day and hope to make a full recovery. One of the first things I wanted to do when I got out of the hospital and inpatient rehab was to go to HEPA, and I did. On November 27th, just 3 weeks after my stroke, on the ride out to HEPA, I was having second thoughts about going. Why was I doing this? I can barely even walk with a cane. What if I fall? I can't even help. I'm just such a burden. This is stupid. What was I thinking? Well, let me tell you, those thoughts were immediately silenced the minute I walked through those doors. I was welcomed with so much love, awe, and amazement, with hugs and kisses, well wishes, and prayers from everyone. I felt so loved. But what was more is they were thanking me for being there and saying I was an inspiration. I felt called by God. Many people misunderstand that being called by God is something that only missionaries, pastors, and other church leaders experience. But the Bible says everyone is called to serve God by serving others. Serving others does not require any special talent or ability. God is far more interested in why you serve others than how you serve them. Jesus' love lives within each of us. You need only to find your way of serving to spread it. Give generously to them and do so without a grudging heart. Then because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything you put your hand to. Deuteronomy 15, chapter 15th verse. I thank God for showing me the way back to him through serving, and I look forward to the journey of what he has planned for me.
are building bridges, growing in faith, and continue faithful service. We now want to share that with all of the teens in our community. The church needs to be engaged in the mission in the world. We are not alone in this. Siebert Lutheran Foundation is offering us a $40,000 grant to support this new ministry if we can raise another $40,000. This is a matching grant. Our synod is supporting us and 100% agrees that this is important, so much so that they have given us a $4,000 grant. So after worship, you will hear about ways that you too can be a part of this, that you too can help lead and shape youth in our community in the name of Jesus Christ. For after all, it is Epiphany, a time when we get to see how God is revealed in Christ and how God is revealed in us and through us, for we are changing. Amen.